brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, we got Jim Tucker popping in Friday for a 10-minute update on the new things they've discovered about Bilderbergs coming up in Istanbul, Turkey, in about a week. In fact, in a week, he will be in Istanbul, reporting in next Thursday live for us on the first day of Bilderbergs. Look forward to that. Greg Palast is coming up in the next 30 minutes. I have tons of news here, but I promise to get to your calls. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Rick in Michigan. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my name's Rick from Grand Lodge. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was wondering how convenient it was today. I've been waiting for 2 weeks to see the two guys that were putting out loose change and the guy that was in Tower 2, the janitor, that heard the explosions happen in the basement.
William Rodriguez. And then Bush's press conference goes over the top of the
view. How convenient was that? I mean,
well, that's how
on mainstream TV, we're going to finally get a little bit of truth out here. And then he comes on with a no-nonsense conference, you know? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't want to give the whole game away here, but you notice that ABC had it in their schedule that they were going to be on today, right?
Yeah.
They put that up last Wednesday or 8-9 days ago. And then they were not going to be on today. As we announced yesterday, it was canceled.
Oh, I didn't hear you that part yesterday.
Yes, it was canceled, but it didn't matter. There was still magically a press conference, which, you know, it was probably a coincidence. Who knows? But maybe you'll see people pop up. Maybe not. We're just going to leave it at that.
All right. And then one other thing. Is there a way to find out how much personally Bush is making off the war in Iraq and Cheney?
It's all very secretive. The Bush family, you'll see it in Parade magazine every year. They'll claim that Bush is worth $1 million and his daddy's worth $2 million. That's false. I mean, they get $10 million book deals, but their money all goes into offshore bank accounts. It goes into foundations. It goes into trust. They own oil companies. They own triple hull super tanker fleets 40 years ago. They own whole banking chains in Texas. I mean, the real, when you hear Bill Gates is worth $60 billion, folks, that's a joke. He's worth a lot more than that. And when you hear he's the richest man in the world, that's a joke. The Queen of England owns the majority of British Petroleum, okay, that makes hundreds of billions a year. The Queen of England, you know, owns whole areas of South Africa and the diamond trade. And it's the same thing with these other elites, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. But their money's all tax-free in giant multinational corporations. Okay, so we don't know the wealth of the real elite. But the Bushes, it is reported, are worth over $200 billion from researchers that have looked at it.
So Iraq really doesn't have any control over the oil that's going out of their country right now.
Not about the oil. We know a lot of it's being fenced out and sold, but notice they turned off most of the oil, which artificial scarcity actually jacked up the prices.
Oh, of course.
See, because people, the neocons go on radio and go, hey, less oil's coming out. You know, 80%+ less than it was before the war. Well, I thought it was about oil. Yes, they were always mad. Go back to the newspapers in 1990. They were mad at Saddam, remember, over pumping. OPEC was mad. He said, I got to pay off $34 billion to BCCI, the big money laundering bank. All people went to prison that ran it. The Bushes were involved. And Clark Clifford and the rest of it. And then he said, I got to pay these debts. Remember, gas was like 89 cents, 91 cents.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, it was horrible. My gosh, he was overpumping. They make their money off restricting it. There's too much oil. That's why British Petroleum and others put out the propaganda 11 years ago that there's peak oil. Total lies. They control the phony environmental groups.
Oh, man, it's all a big scam, isn't it?
It's very sophisticated, yes, and it fools people. Just like diamonds, they are on the low level. They're not even on the higher scale of semi-precious. They are basically have the same value as rhinestones. But you don't tell the guy that mortgages his house to buy that 2-carat for his wife.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue with your calls. Got so many here, I get mixed up. Who's up first? Who's up first? Brendan in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Good to have you call in. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I just wanted to give you an update on the front here. Just burned my 50th Terror Storm copy.
Awesome. Keep it up.
And got that out. Woke up a couple family members. It's kind of hard to do, but especially when you have people who have been in the military most of their adult life, it's kind of hard to break them out of that
Well, shell. A lot of them think patriotism is doing whatever the government says, and that they don't understand that foreign corporations basically bought off our government a long time ago and have been using us and literally using us up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, I wanted to ask you about the airport. I actually work at the big airport here in Atlanta, and I saw that story about the chipping of the airport employees.
Yes.
Is that basically going to start out with, you know, like the federal employees, or is that airline? Because I don't work for the airlines.
Well, see, this is the point we've gotten to that came out last week on television. We have a local TV clip saying they may start chipping employees. And I didn't even play the clip on air. I sent it to the network, but I'm so conditioned now that is acclimated. I've seen this announced so many times and seen them, I mean, even the conditioning worked on me to where I never even, I mentioned it, but I never covered it in detail. And I have another article here where they want to put microchips in all the old Alzheimer's patients, poor folks in Florida. And, of course, you know, 3 years ago they made the attorney general's employees in Mexico City take it. They're making government officials take it who work in government buildings in Brazil. Now, you know, started 3 years ago, oh, if you want to get in the VIP section, you need a chip. Now it's you've got to take a chip to get into the topless bar. I mean, it's just happening. And it's absolutely horrible. In fact, John, remember, I think that was like Thursday or Friday last week, we sent you the TV clip about putting chips in airport employees. Do you know where that is? If you go to Infowars.net, Steve Watson wrote an article about it. It's got chipping in the headline, and I know that news piece is down there in the body. And I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, it's just...
Well, you know, I there was a report that I saw, I think it was from the Verichip, you know, from the company there, last year when I had forwarded that to some family members. And I just thought it was, you know, it was uncanny that the date of the report where the company had announced that they were going to go full scale after FDA approval on June 6, 2006. So, of course, it said 666 across. I just thought that was kind of, you know...
No, it's obviously, all a big sick. It's all a big sick joke to them. They love it, and I appreciate your call. It's just such a big joke to them. Type in HR 666 or a bill number, the you know, letter prefix, and 666 for your state. It's never a bill to do with insurance or a bill to do with planting trees or something. It's always law enforcement or torture. Or secret arrest, or some new tax, and it's always like their little message. 666. I've seen so many bills and so many press releases. They love to call it 666, and it's their little ha-ha joke. I mean, I've had the CEO of Applied Digital on. It's really an IBM front company. I've had their different employees on. I've had their top scientist. And they say, you will submit to the chip. And I've had their distributors on. The police chief of Bergen County saying he's going to make everyone take chips. I mean, these are really scary people. They've got the chip mobile. They go to schools. And they've got the Masons roped in nationwide with the chip program to indoctrinate the children to give their DNA samples. And they're not playing games. Let's go ahead and talk to Rico in Toronto. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hi.
Two points that I had. One was you were speaking a while back about then using the driver's license to biometrics to keep information.
I have. In fact, I have a whole section. In fact, I was about to not go to your call because I wanted to get this in, and then I thought, no, I got to take some calls occasionally, and I didn't get to it. It is next in my stack. That is synchronicity. Go ahead.
Well, what I was about to say is basically I read this a couple of days ago in a newspaper in Canada, and they were saying that they were saying that either you had a passport and that the driver's license was no longer good, and just as a miracle, just by a coincidence, the minister was saying, oh, well, what we could do is put in the driver's license all the information, and then they could use it at the border to swipe. And everything would come up.
Now, let me cover it right now. This is Business Week Today. Business Week Today. Use your driver's license as a debit card. A startup promises to save both drivers and gas station owners a bundle at the pump by cutting credit cards out of the payment process. So, see, they pitch it like it's, oh, a new way to save money. See how deceptive all of this is, but they don't tell you that they've had summits in London, England, Chicago, Illinois, USA, Austin, Texas, which we've read the minutes of, where they were 5, 6, 7 years ago, a year ago, talking about how to sell it. I mean, they have public meetings, and they go, we'll say it'll save money. We'll say it'll. This is the World ID card. Let me explain how this works. And I don't think I've ever really done this yet, and I should. And I meant to do this today, and we'll see if we have time to do it before our guest comes on. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to explain this. That must mean I'm supposed to cover this if he just called in about it. Use your driver's license as a debit card. It says Aurora Bizig is a big believer in retailer discount cards. At her last count, she had a dozen from Sam's Club to nearly every grocery store chain in Central Texas. That's where I'm sitting. This is Business Week. So this March, when the Austin, Texas insurance agent pulled into a gas station for a fill-up and saw a sign promising an additional 10% off a gallon, 10 cents off a gallon for signing up with a new e-payment program, she was interested. Folks, do not sign up for this. What is wrong with you? You don't get anything for free in this world. Okay? She was also pleased to learn that the rollback price program wouldn't require her to add another piece of plastic to her overstuffed wallet. No, when they're done with it, you won't be able to use anything but that, you fool. This is all Pentagon. They're not allowed to buy anything in Fallujah but with these cards, too, you fools. Instead, after entering her driver's license number and bank account information online with a two-year-old company called National Payment Card, she'll be able to pay for gas just by swiping her driver's license, linked directly via the existing magnetic strip. Oh, it was standardized and built in to her bank account. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. And it goes on to say all the major grocery store chains, all the big gas stations, they all just magically are announcing it. Now, remember a year ago, and I've asked Paul Watson, who's overworked, and Steve to write an article about this. Maybe I'll just have to do it. I mean, I was here until 2 in the morning again working on the film. I just can't do it all, but then I have this compulsion that I need to warn people. Let me explain how this works. It was about 6 years ago, right before 9/11. It was in several Australian newspapers. We covered it in detail. I tried to Google it the other day and couldn't find it because it's so old. Maybe you can find it. It was also on the UN website, and they announced that they had a summit in Australia, I think it was in Sydney, for the World Identification Number and World ID Card. And they said, we're just going to create a unified debit system database with the same number prefix standardized, and it's not going to even be your passport or national ID. You're going to still have those, but it's going to be your driver's license or ID card standardized with Germany, England, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, Canada. It was all the Western countries, Japan, China, you name it. And it's going to be a strip on the back, then they're going to adopt an RFID chip in the face of it, and they adopted the same, like they have the World Universal Product Code. Well, that's used worldwide now. Well, they just adopted that it's going to be this number. And then 5 years ago, we learned that Wells Fargo and others were just giving debit cards to illegal aliens, and then that was being accepted by police departments. They had corporate deals that was being accepted by apartment complexes. Then I talked to apartment complex heads who had to go to meetings where they were told to accept this. By fiat, they've already legalized them all, folks. And Vicente Fox came to Austin, gave an award to the police chief, and gave an award to the Austin department and a grant. I mean, you got the foreign governments paying off the police right in front of everybody. And he did that in 800-plus other cities. But he only came to Austin and L.A. and a few other cities. He sent representatives and lobbyists from his government and the Justice Department here. And it's all part of the merger. It's the same thing with Turkey and the rest of Europe. It's happening everywhere. And then just magically, oh, you use your driver's license. And then see, Neil Bortz comes out and he tells you about the fair tax, and Senator Gravel tells you about it, and everybody's got to have it. And the Republican candidates say we all need it. And, oh, my gosh. But we can't have cheating with the new sales tax, so we've got to swipe the driver's license to decide which graduated sales bracket you're in, and then see right there, you've got to swipe the card to buy and sell, federal control over every terminal, it's under international standardization. Then you hear, oh, there's a trusted traveler, trusted trader, trusted immigrant card, any illegal can get it and be legalized, they just got to be in the system, and oh, their debit card will work. You see, and then, oh, citizens got to have it now to have a job. We've got to make sure you're not illegal. There's your World ID card right there. Voila, done. It's here. World ID card. And you'll be swiping them to buy and sell, and your preacher will be telling you it's not the mark of the beast.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river
And we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high, and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns, and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more, and they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British
don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes.
We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to
welcome
the
back.
Mexico.
All right, let's go back to Rico in Toronto. Did that elaborate on things for you, sir? It's a world ID card, already standardized. It's not the North American ID cards coming. It's not the American or Canadians coming. It's all standardized. It's all happening right now.
That was very clear. And my second point was this. People always talk about how they're surprised that, you know, the government can be bad, the government... I don't understand how they justify this in their mind because...
They never picked up the most exciting reading around better than any action-adventure fiction. They never picked up a history book, brother.
That's right, because if you look at it through history, and even if you look at the Bible just as a history book, nobody has killed more people as under like one man as a king rat or a regime than any serial killer... any mass murderer in governments.
That's what the founding fathers said. Hey, this thing is bad. Let's keep it real small and tie its hands. But somehow Americans, Canadians, everybody decided, oh, we'll just trust them and let them do whatever they want in the dark. I mean, if you try to keep control of government in the light, it's hard. You know, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And boy, we got a fearful master now.
Yes, those are my 2 points.
So, well, thank you, sir. You say you have 2 points or you're done?
No. That's it.
No, thank you. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in New York, who I'm told is with WeAreChange.org, Luke Radowski on the front lines of the info war. What's on your mind, my friend?
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to tell your listeners about a new feature we're going to be working on at WeAreChange.org. We're going to call it Confront the Guilty. And basically what's going to happen when you click on this link, it's going to give you a list of the 50 states, and you click on your state, and it will give you the who, what, when, and where for the truth squads to head out to and confront the people who are trying to enslave us.
Excellent. So go ahead and give it out.
So you can email us. Leave Luke alone. He's got enough on his plate. So you can email dan@wearechange.org. or rob@wearechange.org. Give us about another week or two. This should be up.
Good. Anything on your mind news-wise or anything going on in New York?
No, not right now. I just wanted to give a little tidbit. I had read something in one of the local papers here that I thought was interesting on Ron Paul, where one of the guys was talking about Giuliani's attack on Ron Paul, where he had gushed over Jerry Falwell and was, you know, saying all these great things about him, when Jerry Falwell blamed homosexuality and liberals from 9/11 and then, you know, attacked Ron Paul, when Ron Paul just said that our foreign policy is partly responsible, which is backed up by the 9/11 Commission report and the CIA. So I just thought that was a little interesting tidbit.
I hear you. Good to hear from you, my friend. Keep it up. Let me just comment on this to be clear. I did it last hour with the campaign chairman for Ron Paul on. If you really listen to what Ron Paul said, he said, they are attacking us because we're over there. And by that, he means the war. He means the people, the insurgency, the resistance is what it is. And they try to call the Shiites Al-Qaeda, which that's the opposite group, even if you believe Al-Qaeda is real. They call anybody that fights them, anybody that resists them, Al-Qaeda, because they don't want to give them the legitimacy of what they really are, occupied people fighting back. I mean, Al-Qaeda, the Sunnis, the Wahhabists are a very, very tiny, tiny group in Iraq. And when Ron Paul says that when we're over there, it does stimulate hatred and resistance, that's true. Now, he's on record on this show saying our government stages terror attacks. I'm surprised the media hadn't picked up on that yet. Well, they'd love to have a heyday with that little tidbit. But you'll find out that's a popular view as well, and it's the truth. So Ron Paul is playing some politics here. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
We're about to go to Greg Palast, BBC reporter, also writes for London Guardian. He is an American, really no stranger to this audience, but he's got a lot of inside scoop on the open borders, immigration, oil prices, the latest in Venezuela, the Iraq war, Bush stealing the presidency, and so much more. First off, I want to tell you about ResearchedHerbs.com. Just one word, ResearchedHerbs.com. We got banners for them up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. They have a whole list of highly researched, you know, proven, demonstrated herbs and different tinctures that really have great health benefits, not just for different illnesses and problems, you know, shown track record of really having a great effect for a lot of people, but also just for everyday you know, nutrients and health. The website's ResearchedHerbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. And they have one of the oldest, been around since the 50s, and used and a registered drug in over 45 countries. And that's Live52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. Live52 neutralizes all kinds of toxins and poisons from the food you eat, the water you drink, and the air you breathe, even prescription medications, which are all sources of detrimental effects on the liver. And it's been shown to improve functional efficiency of the liver. Live52 is unique, all-natural complex of multi-ingredient formula, safe and effective. Give them a call at 1-800-845-3841 or researchedherbs.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you a call and get a free catalog. Also, my friends, I have made 15 documentary films. My latest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. The first edition is almost sold out. And when the first edition is gone, the second edition that has 17 extra minutes will be available. But I'm signing each copy. I'm sending a signed card with each copy. They are going fast. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, Volume 1. And you can still buy it at Amazon.com, but they're almost sold out. You don't get a signed copy with them, but you do save a couple dollars. So get it at Amazon.com, unsigned, or get it signed, every copy that goes out, at Infowars.com. When they're gone, no more ever again. And then, of course, we're going to have a Terror Storm second edition coming out in late July. But go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and get your copy of Terror Storm. Get Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, the actual original DVD from him. So you support us and Aaron Russo. Powerful film exposing the New World Order's control, the banking system, and the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, the microchipping, the North American Union. It's all in there. A powerhouse film. It's in-depth, but it's also a great primer for people that have never been introduced to the real world. America, Freedom to Fascism. You can get it for $9.95 when you get it with Terror Storm. So half off at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Call today to get America, Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm, the first cut, Loose Change second edition, Riddles in Stone. It's a huge video on bookstore now at Infowars.com. Or call toll free 888-253-3139 or simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You know, I keep meaning to carry it in the bookstore, but we haven't yet. But I'm going to make that deal this week. He just sent me four copies of the paperback. I got the hardback and did read it. It's excellent. Armed Madhouse. He also is a best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and he is Greg Palast, but it's available everywhere, store shelves nationwide, and, of course, at Amazon.com. Not available at Infowars.com yet, but it will soon. I'm going to do that. For some reason, I've never got it done and carry Greg's stuff, but we are because it's so good. Armed Madhouse, that's the short title. It's kind of like Dr. Strangelove. That's the short title. It's got a long title. But Greg Palast joins us. Greg, I didn't ask you during the break, are you in the United States or are you in England right now? Where are you?
I'm in the U.S. about to skedaddle back to BBC London in a week or so after I do some filming under the skirts of the Washingtonians next week. So I'll be in Washington filming, then back to London for BBC television.
Greg, they say everything's accelerating from technology development just to our daily lives. It's just exponential. And it looks like we're starting to really see the decline of Rome here. And I feel I'm scared we all may be squashed as it falls. Open discussions now of super inflation, super recession, or maybe even depression. Open borders, NAFTA and GATT, roosters coming home to roost. Oil price. I mean, just shotgun it. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, well, I think I'm actually in a good mood because I think that the pus is finally breaking through the skin. Frankly, the media can't keep the blackout going forever.
No, I agree. We're starting to lance the wound.
That's right. I mean, you know, in fact, I can't make this up, by the way, Alex. Karl Rove wrote a review of Armed Madhouse, and that review, I can't make it up, was subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee because it was evidence in the prosecutor gate firing. So what he was saying is, thank God, and the Rove bots are saying, thank God, the U.S. media no U.S. national media has picked up the investigations of that British reporter, Greg Palast, in Armed Madhouse. They even included a little excerpt PDF.
Is he that arrogant to put that out, or how did you?
They subpoenaed it. And now, why was it part of the prosecutor subpoena? It was because one of the things that they didn't want you to see was that, you know, Karl Rove says that there's 500 emails that they can't find because he used Republican Party computers, and golly gee, the computers were maintained and cleaned. Well, guess what, Carl? He knows that I've got 500 of them, and they are enough to send Carl and the gang up the river from here to Kingdom Come.
So they're looking for the emails. Greg Pallas has got them.
Yeah, of course. That's what I do. I do investigative reporting. But as you know, that's why I do it from England, because here it's against Patriot Act 3. So what's happened is...
Oh, by the way, I want to stop you. They actually issued an order to arrest you under Homeland Security for showing a FEMA camp down on the Gulf Coast. That was
that's actually right in
mainstream news, folks. And only when you were doing work for ABC did their intervention keep you from being arrested. That's how close we are, folks. When they get up on Fox News and call for my arrest and everybody else's arrest, they're not playing games.
Yeah, it was. I was charged under the Patriot Act. I was joking before about investigative reporting being illegal. I thought it was a joke until I was charged by the Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, this was not about national security. This was about political image security. I was filming. We still have 89,000 people living in tin cans, in the tin can Guantanamo there in the swamplands. 89,000 families, right? They say we can't find unskilled workers or workers to do jobs. How about issuing visas to people in the Katrina camp? 89,000 people. Maybe they can be given work permits. What do you think, Alex? And
no, Halliburton, now that's moved to Dubai, literally brought in 300,000 illegal aliens to do it.
Well, so what's happened is that now I was filming there, and I was showing that we were sticking people in a place called Cancer Alley right under the Exxon smokestacks. I filmed it. They brought criminal charges against me, and what happened was, by the way, they didn't arrest me, as Washington Journal reported, because they couldn't find me. Okay, Alex, these are the guys looking for Osama bin Laden. I'm on television, right? And so, yeah, and then, you know, right? And by the way, I have this. That's why I expanded the Armed Madhouse with three new chapters, including one busted about this bust and what they didn't want you to see and know about. Okay, so you got. And I asked them. I said, What is the charge? I finally called them because I was afraid.
You violated infrastructure protection. They say you can't release anything on a toxic spill. You can't show any highways or factories.
So what happened was, they said I was filming critical infrastructure. I said, how do you know it was critical infrastructure, the Exxon plant and the FEMA camps, which are part of Homeland Security? They said, well, any major polluting facility owned by a Bush donor. No, that one I made up. But you know, it's like, this is what they don't want you to film. Oh, you know, look, Osama to stop looking at my films to target things. He uses Google Map. You know, come on, guys. This is all, again, not about protecting us.
By the way, this is a gigantic, one of the biggest refinery complexes in North America.
It is.
It's not like you don't know where the refineries are.
Yeah, and so what's happening...
Drive to the Gulf of Mexico.
But they don't want you showing that they put the trailers right there in the toxic plume. It is ugly. And then on top of it, right, so we got that story is coming out no matter what. I've got Monica Goodling testifying yesterday about what Rove is bloating that the Armed Madhouse won't expose. Because in the one,
yeah, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go into that because you know, usually I call you to come on. I was wondering why is Greg calling me? I should have got you on. This is huge. No wonder. Oh, so you want this to? This is being blacked out. You have 500? Do you have the emails?
Right, and just the top of the BBC Nightly News. We have the emails. We showed them, and the reason that they said they're gone. Is that, in fact, the one I have reproduced in our madhouse is basically involves something called caging lists. And Monica Goodling opened up her testimony yesterday and said, look, they lied. They perjured themselves saying they knew nothing about the caging list. And there wasn't one congressman who said, what the heck are caging lists? Why are you saying this? Why are they perjuring themselves about it? The answer is caging lists are lists of voters that they illegally challenged on their right to vote. And you know what the number one group of voters was that they challenged, Alex?
Let me guess, blacks.
Well, a certain, not just any blacks, soldiers. Soldiers sent overseas. I've got their addresses, like this Naval Airman Randy Prowse. He sent overseas. What they did was they sent letters to the soldiers' homes where they're registered to vote. The letters come back. That's called caged. When the caged letters... They piled them up, 70,000 in Florida alone. When the soldiers' vote came back from overseas, they would say those voters voted from a suspect address, like Baghdad, right? Because they're not voting from we have a letter showing that they don't live at home. Well, of course they don't. The president sent them overseas. You know, and so...
And they know that over 70% of the troops in Gallup polls are against the war, so they just black out all of the black military. Then they get
all the military, because what's happening is that the anger there. So they
the military shouldn't be. They may be with Al Qaeda.
And you know what? Here's the thing: they don't want those guys to vote at all, and so they were secretly challenging their votes. No one imagine challenging the votes of active duty soldiers overseas.
Because they may be with Al Qaeda.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. If this keeps up, they may be. And so what's happened is that they, you know, no one asked about this. And by the way, I had a voting rights attorney, Bobby Kennedy Jr., went through the BBC evidence and the emails. He said, my God, these people shouldn't be on office. They should all be in prison, all the way up and down the line.
Bush isn't bad.
And he said, this is a felony. This isn't just some creepy, horrible thing. It's not just creepy to attack soldiers. It's against the law. You can't do this. It's a felony crime. And what Goodling was saying was...
But wait a minute. They love the soldiers. Fox News told me.
Oh, yeah, I know. They love the soldiers. They want to send them chocolates. How about sending them home? Some of those guys are trying to sneak in those chocolate boxes. Come on. They love them so much that they want to send more of them, right? That's one way to express your love is to stick someone in under a tank under Humvee in Fallujah. I mean, I just talked to a friend of mine who's going over. This is like no joke stuff, man. He's been assigned to be the guy in a squad that follows up after an IED attack. And you know they always attack the second squad. I mean, he just had a new baby. You know, this is really no joke as we head to Memorial Day. And they're taking away his vote, okay? These guys. And what happened was Goodling was saying they committed perjury. She named Tim Griffin. She named Kyle Sampson. She named Karl Rove. And no one had a word to say. And so the rest of the world is saying, doesn't this bother you? It's on the top of the BBC Nightly News. It's not like we're some pirate radio station here. We are putting this stuff out, but we can't get it out here. And like you say, the evil is kind of spreading, but the information is now leaking. And that's important. It's coming out, by the way. You are the crack in the electronic Berlin Wall. I'm always thrilled to have you on because, by the way, just so you know, ABC News turned down the reports from us on the criminality.
Well, thank you for coming on, Greg, and sharing this with us. We've got to get a little report out.
Yeah, well, what happens is that, just so you know, ABC has the right to run all my BBC television reports for free. We have a film trading agreement. And they said, forget it, no way. The head of ABC News personally vetoed it. There is no way that they're going to run these reports. And so I said, I got to call Alex. He'll allow me to lob the stuff across the water. And the other thing is, you got to look at the whole panoply. They're going to lie to you about the votes because they lied to you. And by the way, it's not one party. I see my good buddy Al Gore just came out with a new book this week, The Assault on Reason. Hey, Al, we're talking about we're now talking about an immigration bill because there are 12 million undocumented workers here in the United States. Excuse me. In 1993, he got up on national television and said that we will now reduce the number of illegal workers in the United States from 2 million from Mexico, right, because of NAFTA. It's going to end the brown tide, right? That was his big claim, that NAFTA would create massive prosperity in Mexico. They would never, and therefore they have no reason to leave. Well, the minimum wage in Mexico is now one-fourth of what it was before NAFTA.
Oh, I mean, every solution they've got is always actually an accelerant, and then they'll have another solution that accelerates the merger.
And the only way that I see them stopping people crawling across the border to survive is that they're going to make it so grim on this side that we'll want to be escaping over the wall the other way. And that's what I'm very concerned about. But I do think that the information is getting out. You're getting it out because, you know, look, they can only control, you know, the New York Pravda Times and the Washington Izvestia Post there. But, you know, you're getting out through DVDs. You're getting out through increasing radio presence, the Internet. You know, and I really, you have to understand, I'm about as mainstream as you can get in the rest of the world. You know, BBC, very stiff upper lip, mainstream press everywhere. But I can't get this stuff in the U.S., and you're letting it in. I hope people understand how precious and important you and your work is.
Well, you're very kind. We're just doing our duty, but it is exciting to see this happening. The problem is now We know that the big telecommunications companies spent over $150 million last year trying to regulate the end of net neutrality and to start trying to shut down internet radio. I mean, they see the threat, not just from me. We're just one little brigade in this alternative media army. Where do you see that going, Greg?
Well, I see that you're not going to be a little brigade. Otherwise, they wouldn't care. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend $100 million trying to beat you into the ground, see? They don't see this as minor stuff because you know what's happening? People are going to say, well, if I want to see here really serious investigative reporting, I can't turn on ABC with some fake hairdos and bleached teeth. I have to go to Alex Jones. And people are wising up. They're learning that it's not scary out there in the Internet. That's where they're going to get the international news. That's where they're going to get the hard stuff. You know, I mean, one of the things I put in our madhouse that I put on the British TV, you know, that before the Katrina, they had the Bushies had let out a contract for the emergency evacuation of New Orleans. Never been done, never been privatized. Okay, they said they're going to have this expert James Lee Witt on their contract. Witt says he's never heard of these guys. Innovative emergency management. You know what their entire? I asked them, have you ever done emergency planning ever? Anywhere before you got the New Orleans contract, the most vulnerable city in America, and they couldn't name a single place where they'd done any work. And then I pull out three pages of donations to the politicians. And by the way,
let me ask you this question before we go to break, and then come back and talk about oil prices and Venezuela and everything that's happening with the war and what you see happening. And Greg Ballas, BBC reporter, also reporter for the London Guardian. Well, when we get back, the first question is, how far is this going to go? Because, and what is the mindset in the White House? Because they think they're invincible, and they've just gone even further than I thought they could, and it just seems like they want to get caught. And then where do you see this going with the elections, Ron Paul? Or are we just going to end up with Hillary Clinton, and then it won't matter? They'll just pass the baton. Greg Ballas is our guest. We have a link to his website up on InfoWars.com right now.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bush is rattling sabers again to attack Iran. Got a ton of police state news, election news. It's all coming up in the next hour. We'll also have open phones for those that are still holding. Here's the toll-free number if you'd like to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Greg, in the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left here, Greg Pallas, BBC, London Guardian, can you get into air, can you get into it on air, how you got the White House emails, or do you want to not tell people about that?
No, that's fine. I even put it in our Mad Out because it's almost a bad joke. People think that Karl Rove is an evil genius, but in fact, you know, that's
so this is in the new edition. This is in the new edition.
Yeah, in the new edition of our Mad House.
Wow. Okay.
And from Baghdad to New Orleans, and you know, it. What he did was he and his and the Rove bots. They're not the sharpest knives in the drawer, and they misaddress their emails. And what we do is, while they have a domain name, several, like georgewbush.com, we set up similar names, like georgewbush.org. If they miss, if they, like, you know, not thinking, type in ORG instead of COM, boom, it goes right into our domain of friends who control this stuff. It goes right back to us at BBC. Now, if it were love letters or campaign strategy or something, we would, you know, I'm not going to open it up. I'm not going to go through it, or I'm going to delete it. But if we find evidence of criminality, my network says, you put it on the air. And what we found was enough to put these guys away. And Goodling was trying to explain that to the committee yesterday, and they were ignoring her. And that's why she wanted immunity, because she thought, man, I'm involved in this. I'm going to go up the river, too. Because no one's saying, people are saying, why did she ask for immunity?
What type of things are in the emails?
Okay, what the main thing is the schemes to steal the election. Things like knocking off black voters, caging lists. We had 50 on the caging list. That's what the main thing that they were doing. And it goes back to the U.S. prosecutors. Just so you know, I just spoke, have had several conversations with David Iglesias, the fired prosecutor. He confirmed, and I asked him this, our Madhouse, speaking to his committee, to his office, they want him to bring false prosecutions against so-called fraudulent voters while they're in the process of actually illegally manipulating the election themselves. Now, the guy is a very conservative Republican, an Ashcroft protege, but it was basically the line in the sand that he wasn't going to cross. He just couldn't do that. And
well, that's going to be their problem, is that as government gets more and more corrupt, they're trying to recruit criminals, but there's too many good people.
Well, here's the thing. That's exactly what Monica was trying to get across yesterday, and what I reported, put in our manuals, put on top of the BBC. If you go to the caging letters, to the emails, one of which is in the book, it actually says that the caging list operation was headed under Rove's direction, but headed by a guy named Tim Griffin. What is Tim Griffin's job today? He is U.S. attorney for Arkansas. See, when they fired the honest attorneys, they put in this guy who is committing the vote theft, directing it. In other words, the perpetrators become the prosecutors. They're looking at the guys who were fired, and they say, what's their politics and their removal? That ain't nothing. Look at their replacements. These replacements are Rove bots. They are basically a sleeper cell of anti-constitutional terrorists that are going to explode on us in November 2008.
Well, look at Alberto Gonzalez, the Enron lawyer. Look at John Yoo saying they can torture children. I mean, they're putting their people in every position of power.
And I got to tell you something. You know, so Bobby Kennedy, and I'm going to tell you, maybe
we're out of time. I got to ask you this. What about the martial law, Bush now declaring himself emperor?
Well, you know what? He's going to do it whether he declares it or not. What doesn't he get away with?
Do you think he may try to stay in office?
No, they're going to put in a new glove puppet. it just won't be any better.
So they're just going to change horses and put a
Lepus
in. They're
going to put on a new, stamp on a new head on the robot. Yep.
You'll have to tell us on another interview because you've got to go to another one about Bobby Kennedy. Listen, thank you for coming on with us. There goes Greg Pallas from Armed Madhouse. Third hour straight ahead.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.